DW.
Simudas, 18, taps a cane gently and occasionally sweeps it from side to side to clear her path from other obstacles. She walks gingerly from a hostel room to the lawns outside a hostel. Simu is learning massage therapy at a local spa, but for the last 3 months, since the outbreak of the pandemic, she's been holed up in a hostel. She's worried, not knowing when training will begin and what the new rules will be when the spa restarts.
Mainly for spa, the person should come closer to us and touching will be there. So during this coronavirus, we should not touch here and there. We should not be attached to the person. So I don't think this spa will be now available.
In normal times, the spa is always crowded. But now it is closed and there is no timeline when it will open. Her close friend, Yeshu Amma, 25, is undergoing a vocational course for breast cancer detection and is apprehensive what the future holds as classes have stopped. Yeshu, too, has not gone out for 3 months, confined indoors in a dormitory.
In hospitals, when we do our internship, if any patients have, then we don't know. We use our hands to touch and feel things, then we'll not know if who will have coronavirus and how it will be.
While across India, millions have lost their livelihoods because of the pandemic, the strict social distancing rules makes life even harder for those who are visually impaired. Since people have been advised to keep their distance from others to prevent infections, passers-by may be more reluctant to help a blind person cross busy traffic intersections, assist on public transport, or while shopping. Prashant Verma, General Secretary of the National Association for the Blind, explains.
People are getting nightmares actually. Most of them are at home. They are fearing the day when they will actually have to go out, go to their college or school or office, how they will manage, because they can't really strictly follow the new norms. And they also don't know whether people will come up to support and help them and whether they also should trust others who will actually come up. It seems there is no alternative to touch for the blind. So it's a very, very difficult situation.
The global pandemic has given rise to digitalization across various aspects of life, including shopping, work, and communication. However, for the blind and visually impaired, having to navigate digital platforms can be a daunting task.
Wants to hold a live Facebook/YouTube session by you. The topic for the same shall be the issues arising out of the corona pandemic with reference to visually impaired students.
This kind of speech software helps visually impaired people use the internet or their smartphones. Screen readers read the text that is displayed on the computer screen with a speech synthesizer or braille display. But many websites are not accessible with screen reader software that poses a major barrier for online transactions and education. Varsha Singh, who is completely blind, is an online instructor for school students in mathematics.
When I give online assignments now, I don't know if they're doing it on their own or they're seeking help. It's difficult, and that's because many of them don't have smartphones which have screen reader software.
During normal times, students assembled at a classroom at the blind school. But in the pandemic, when all students have gone home, many are without software programs that will assist them. There's no actual estimate how many blind people have lost their jobs. But the current turmoil has been especially hard for those employed in the retail industry and service sector. With the pandemic upending the economy, many are unsure if they will go back to work. Organizations working for the blind say authorities need to do more to help. George Abraham is the CEO of SCORE Foundation, an organization that advocates and supports the visually impaired. He says mobility restrictions due to the pandemic have deprived many blind people of their livelihoods and are threatening the future.
I think education is going to be a challenge. Employment and public dealings is going to be a challenge. Financial management, travel is going to be a challenge. India is going towards a digital world, so digital access is going to be a challenge. The number of blind people and visually impaired people you see in the public spaces are few and far between. With this social distancing and physical isolation persisting, I think you're going to see less and less visually impaired people on the streets in public spaces.
Hi, thank you for calling iWay. This is Shirin. How can I assist you?
In the ongoing pandemic, many blind people have had to seek emergency support for food and medicines. With mobility limited, it was a network of volunteers and NGOs who stepped in to provide aid, not government agencies. But funds are running out, and it's even harder now to reach those who need help in rural regions. Prashant Verma of the National Association for the Blind again.
Government is not responsive. Government did not think about the requirements of the disabled, including the blind, in whatever plans they prepared for this disaster. No real financial support or incentive also, unfortunately. I'm afraid that hundreds and thousands of institutions who were serving the disabled and the blind are really struggling at this time.
George Abraham points out that blind people are often left out of policies, and that's been no different during the coronavirus pandemic.
20% of the world's blind population live in India. Every fifth blind person in the world is an Indian. So we're talking about large numbers, and though we don't form a vote bank, we are a considerable number in the country. We often get kind of overlooked when it comes to a policy, when it comes to a plan.
At the Center for Blind Women and Disability Studies in the capital, a group of visually impaired persons are discussing how to navigate the situation when infections begin to wane. Karuna Kumar is from the center.
There will be a scare and doubt in everybody's mind that the next person must be having this virus, or he or she must be asymptomatic. So I think this is going to bring large problems to the visually impaired community.
George Abraham says it's unfortunate that the government is failing to devise a sustainable and efficient mechanism for reaching out to the blind, especially during the current crisis when it is sorely needed.
With COVID crisis coming in, the question is, in the midst of sorting out these problems, will blind people and visually impaired people be forgotten again? Authorities need to be constantly reminded that there are visually impaired citizens in the country. They need to be included in plans.
The visually impaired are demanding that the government tailor policies and programs specifically for them. For long, this constituency has been neglected. Their further exclusion, especially in the current crisis, would leave them in the lurch. Murali Krishnan, DW, New Delhi.
DW.